Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Do you have any regrets about how it ended?
Sure. I would have liked to have seen the seventh Super Bowl as a Patriot.
Would Tom have remained a Patriot if Bill had departed as head coach?
Yes. I feel pretty strongly about that. Yes. To be honest, I didn't want to move on from either one. But the point is, keeping them together for 20 years is the hardest thing I've done in my business career. Nothing is perfect in this world as much as we would like it to be. This is life, and it's what happens. And how you deal with it, and how you moved on.
Happy St. Patty's Day from KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. John, that is Robert Kraft saying he believes that Tom Brady would have stayed if Kraft had gotten rid of Belichick. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, KJ. It is St. Patrick's Day. Pleasure to be on with you for the second day in a row. And it's funny.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I feel like we're that Seinfeld episode where it evens out, because yesterday the Red Sox game ended early and we had to be on for extra time. This year, today it goes late. We're on a little less, but still excited to be on with you.
Can we be honest with the people here? We've been doing shots since like 3:59. Every time Joe Castiglione or Bradfo had mentioned that they were past the three-hour mark. So we might be a little bit drunk when we do this show.
That's why I just misspoke in my initial intro. That was the reason why.
So the Dynasty, now the entire series is available for anybody to watch on Apple TV. We've been fortunate to be able to have advanced copies. You've been a man of the people, as you've said,
yes. And
watched them week by week. I ate my dinner all at once and just kept my mouth shut. I don't believe Kraft when he says that he thinks Tom would have stayed. Do you?
I do, actually. And I think, but look, they still would have had to pay him more than they did, right?
No.
But I think he would have stayed, because I think the main tension point, and I think this came from Brady, I think this came from Giselle, I think this came from Bill. The main tension point was the Brady-Bill relationship. I think if Bill had left and Josh McDaniels had gotten promoted to head coach, or maybe Brian Flores, but probably would have been McDaniels, I do think Brady would have stayed here. I mean, his sister even said at another point in this episode that he loved New England and he didn't really want to leave for most of his time here. So, I mean, maybe if there is an opportunity that had come up, like he could have played quarterback for the 49ers, his childhood team, then he would have left no matter what. But I think otherwise, yeah, I do believe that. I think he would have stayed if Bill had left.
I think even if Bill was gone, Tom was gone. And I think because at some point, Robert Kraft has to be in the complicity of Belichick not getting top-level receivers, right? So let's go back to Randy Moss. When you go get Randy Moss, he's disgruntled in Oakland. You get him over there. The first year, he's the 12th highest paid in the league, but in his contract comes up, the Patriots make him the fifth highest paid receiver in 2008. All right, now let's go like back 10 years. The highest paid receiver for the Patriots in 2013 was Danny Amendola, 35th highest in the league. 14, Amendola, 25th. Julian Edelman in 15, 25th. Chris Hogan in 16, 28th. Hogan again in 17 at 19th. Edelman in 2018, 53rd. And then Edelman in 2019, 39th. You cannot tell me Brady was going to stick around seeing that his biggest weapon on the outside was going to be somewhere around the 30th highest paid receiver in the league.
I don't think that would have made as big a difference for it. Like, because let's just say Bill left after Super Bowl 53. All right, let's play the hypothetical. Well, then they probably don't draft N'Keal Harry at the end of the first round. Maybe they take someone else, and then maybe they do invest differently in receiver anyway. So I think that would have been kind of a moot point. I think if Bill had left, Josh McDaniels would have come in. Like, look at what Josh McDaniels did with the Raiders, and I know it ended in failure, but he went out and he got Hunter Renfrow. He traded for Devontae Adams. He invested quite a bit in the skill positions for the Raiders. I think he would have done that here after Bill had left. So I think that would have ended up not really being an issue. Because you're right. Like, the 2019
team
didn't have a lot of weapons. But
well,
I think
Josh McDaniels wouldn't have been able to make those calls. He wouldn't have been able to make those calls. Oh, you think that McDaniels would have been named head coach and be in charge of personnel too?
No, I don't think he would have been GM, but I think he would have said, we're going to invest more in skill position guy, just like in with the Raiders
but
in Vegas.
He had his own guy doing that. He
right,
wouldn't
he
have his own
Dave
guy.
Dave Ziegler doing right. it, who was here when McDaniels was here, that very well could have done the same thing because it was him and Dave Ziegler who traded for Devontae Adams. Like, I could have seen them doing something like that if Brady stays in 2019 or 2020 and bringing in a big name like that.
I just don't think that Robert Kraft would have opened up the purse strings.
I think
for that
would've.
To ha- I don't think that would have happened.
I mean,
happened.
He did for Antonio Brown in 2019 for 1 week because he thought it would make Brady happy.
Well, how much money did he save? Right?
I mean, you know, he paid $10 million, but he paid Antonio Brown $10 million for 1 week of work because he thought it would make Brady happy.
But like, it would have been, but it would have been very cheap if he had paid Antonio Brown $10 million for an entire season. It still would have been a relatively low number, maybe mid number, probably in the teens in terms of receiver money in the league. But in terms of like historically paying. I think this is part of Brady's frustration is, hey, when you got me Randy Moss, it was probably the most unstoppable thing you've ever seen in the history of modern football. Those 2 years was something, and I know a lot of people have like, that was just kind of glossed over in the dynasty. But Moss was the fifth highest paid receiver in the league, right? So, and I think that was always the narrative that Tom was having during that time. Just get me one. Just get me one. Because you remember they made... Bill made the attempt with Mohamed Sanu, and he was more of his salary than what was left on the field. Like, that was the lazy attempt at getting somebody, but it wasn't any real body. Like, you can't tell me that players with better quality than Mohamed Sanu didn't want to play with Tom Brady?
But see, I think that's not a Kraft thing. Like, I think that's a Belichick thing. He didn't want to, like, again, and they had Rob Gronkowski, they had Julian Edelman, they had great skill position players, and he looked at it as, we have these guys, we have a great quarterback, we're fine. Like, he didn't want to pay those, like, he didn't want to go out and trade for an A.J. Brown like the Eagles did. Like, he didn't want to do that and pay that guy a lot. I don't think that's a Kraft thing. I think that's a Bill thing. And
is
I think we saw that time
it?
At... I think he's, look, I don't think he's standing there saying, you have to pay this guy, but I also don't think he's saying, don't do it. Like, I don't think it was, and I know we talked yesterday, and if you missed the show, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app or WEI.com. I know we talked yesterday about the DeAndre Hopkins thing, and you don't think he would have come here no matter what.
No, I thought it was just to stick it in Bill O'Brien's face.
I don't think Robert Kraft told Bill, hey, don't offer him the extra $2 million. I think Bill didn't want to offer him the extra $2 or $3 million. Whether or not that would have got him here, I think that was a Bill decision. So that's the thing. Like, I know a lot of people right now are hammering
Kraft
on the
spending
thing.
Yeah, but Brady wasn't here for the DeAndre Hopkins stuff. We're talking about doing this for Brady.
But that's what I'm saying is the all along, like when they made good signings, when they paid Stephon Gilmore a lot of money and they paid Roosevelt Colvin a lot of money and they extended Rob Gronkowski for a lot of money, like Bill deserves credit for that. And also when they chose not to pay guys, that's more of a Bill thing than a Kraft thing. And again, I don't think Kraft argued with it. I don't, you know, I think he was happy to save some money, but I don't think he said, I don't want you spending on those guys. And I know it's continuing now, so people are really taking shots at Kraft, saying it was Kraft all along not wanting to spend. I don't think it was that. I think it was Bill didn't want to spend on certain things and Kraft was okay with it because A, they were winning, but B, yeah, it did save him money. But I feel like whenever Bill went to him and wanted to sign guys to a lot of money, they did it. Over the course of 20 years.
Mostly on defense.
Sure, but that is also Bill's choice. And they still paid, again, you mentioned Randy Moss. They paid Rob Gronkowski a lot of money. They signed Corey Dillon to an extension. Like, they did sign guys on both. They gave Logan Mankins the most money for a guard in NFL history at the time. So, I just put that more on. Like, I give him the credit for all the good signings, but I also give him the blame when they were, you know, cheaper than they should have been, which, again, I don't think Kraft was knocking on his door arguing about it, but I also don't think he was giving the directive to be cheap.
So you take these same names I just gave you from 13 to 19, Amendola, Julian Edelman, and Chris Hogan are your highest paid receivers on your teams. With any other quarterback other than Brady, how successful do you think that team is? Because you have to admit that Edelman is an overachiever because Brady was his quarterback. There you go.
Yeah.
I think he's back playing lacrosse.
Right.
But if these three guys are your highest paid receivers over a 7-season span in a row, why would you stick around when there's a history of it? Even if Bill's gone, it doesn't necessarily mean that Robert Kraft is going to say, okay, Tom, who do you want? And the reason why I say that is because where did Tom end up with? Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Yep. Right. So he went.
And Leonard Fournette came there. Gronk came out of retirement. Right. They had a really good skill position group in Tampa. But I think, again, like you mentioned those three receivers, you're also leaving out they had the greatest tight end in NFL history on that roster.
But I get, really
good offensive line and good running back. James White, the best. James White could have been MVP of Super Bowl 51. Like, he was the best third down back in the league. So I get what you're saying about receivers, but it's not like they had this bargain basement offense that wasn't good.
There was a lot of great players around. When you paid Randy Moss as the fifth highest paid player in the league, what have you lost? Two games in over the course of 30-something games?
But they won six Super Bowls without having Randy Moss. I love him. He's one of my favorite players. That's not a shot at him. My point is that, like, to act like Brady never had good, and I'm not saying you're doing this, a lot of people do this, to act like Brady never had adequate weapons is just factually incorrect.
No, it's just like, if you've been cleaning the house, cooking the food, cutting the lawn, taking the kids and everything, you deserve a vacation to Rome if you want to go, and I think that's all he was asking for. I think he got it with the Antonio Brown situation. Antonio Brown's situation became really the continuation of things that just spiraled out of control. But my goodness, after that, you're like, okay, it's never going to happen again. Or he had to wait this long. Like, I think that Tom was going to go anyway, even if Belichick was let go. I don't think you would have been able to have Josh McDaniels. You would have, you know, who would be the king of the castle if Belichick was fired?
Oh, it'd be Brady.
Right. So do you think Josh McDaniels would be respected with anything he says? Because watch this. He lost the respect of the locker room when he went to Vegas when he was in control.
Yeah, I think the difference there, though, is if he got, let's just say he gets promoted in 2019 and he's head coach. Well, he has six Super Bowl rings, too, and a good working relationship prior to 2019 with Brady. I think that makes a big difference. And I think, again, like having Tom Brady as your quarterback is a hell of a lot better than having Jimmy Garoppolo in Vegas. And then who was it? Aiden O'Connell after.
Right.
Like that makes a big, obviously that makes a big difference, but I disagree. I think Brady would have stayed if Bill had left. I agree with that. I think it was going to be one or the other by that point. And like in Kraft's defense here, like Brady was over 40 and he just won his sixth Super Bowl. Like at some point you figure that guy's going to break down. And so he chose Bill. And so, like, and it didn't work out, but I do understand where he was coming from with the choice. Because, I mean, how many guys, honestly, are the best player in the league in any sport at age 40?
Or,
like, it was just unique.
Or you choose the guy who you think that if you have him for a few more years, that they can't come back to hurt you. Right? Like, you say, okay.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's a fair point.
If I keep Belichick, I still maintain a form of control. At Brady's, I've probably only got 2 years left, right? I can't bank on him being around 5 years from now, and that's about true. What, Brady played, what, 3 more years?
Let me think, 20, 21, 22, yeah, so three more years.
Three more years, right? So if I bring Brady back and let Belichick go, I now have a king in the castle situation with potentially a coach who, to this point, has seemed to be overwhelmed. I don't know if you've ever worked fast food restaurants or retail. You know when one of your buddies, like you guys work on the same spot and then they become a manager, they become a key holder, and then suddenly they become a bit different. You're like, dude, now that you hold a key, you act a little different. McDaniels wasn't going to be able to pull that, but he would have to pull that in a way that Bill kind of was starting to do, as they talk about in these episodes that Matthew Slater and these other guys were talking about, like how Bill would just ride Brady. What, does Josh suddenly stop riding Brady?
I think he does approach it a little differently. I really do. I think he would have just, and I know there was like reports that the players in Vegas hated McDaniel's coaching style. I get it. But I think he would have been different than Bill
a bad key
here. Yeah, definitely. But he would have been different than Bill here, I think, and then it would have made it. And who knows? Maybe they would have promoted Brian Flores instead, who I think is a really good coach and never should have got fired by the Dolphins. That's a whole separate story. But I do think if one of those guys was head coach, I think Brady would have stayed. I really do.
So let's put that proposition into play, that Brady does stay, Belichick is gone. Do you think Brady has a say in who the next head coach is?
That's a great question. I would say probably not. And okay. Maybe a little bit. But the reason I say that is if Kraft looked at it as, okay, I'm going to choose Brady over Bill, Brady's only going to play 3 more years, but my next head coach I want here for 10 more years, so he's going to decide who the head coach is. Now, if he might ask Brady's opinion, but unless Brady says, I will not work with so-and-so, do not hire them, I think that's really the only thing that would change it.
And the other side of it, you think about if from the Kraft perspective, I'm just saying this as a potential boss, right? If you know that at one time you went ahead and allowed Brady to usurp middle management Bill about the Garoppolo situation, now you have to make a decision like, okay, do I go against management again? And if I give in to this player again, now it's almost kind of like, hey, twice have I acquiesced to his demands. And this is a situation where I thought that the Crafts were just looking how to get control back of their team. I think that's just what it was.
That's what we're seeing happen right now.
Right.
We're seeing that. That's for sure. We're seeing that right now.
And that's why I don't believe that Brady would have stayed even if Belichick was gone, because the control, why you think McDaniels may have handled it differently, who's not to say that the Crafts start to tighten the screws a little bit more, knowing that, hey, we chose Tom over Bill, right? What if we ended? You probably don't get the results that you got out of Tampa, right? There was just too much.
Yeah, I don't think
there.
You win. Like, that's the other piece of this. And Belichick said this, to his credit. He said this in the Dynasty, that he felt Tom made the right decision for himself.
Right.
Because, and he's admitted this, it's been reported, he said this, the 2020 Patriots are not going to win a Super Bowl like the Buccaneers did. And the 2021 Patriots with Brady, even with that big free agency spending splash, maybe they get deeper, and I think they do get deeper in the playoffs, but I don't necessarily think they win a Super Bowl. So Brady probably would not have 7 rings if he stayed. Maybe there's an outside shot in 2021, but I doubt it. So he probably would have 6 rings instead of 7. So credit to Bill, and I think that's a salient point in all this as well.
Yeah, so even 19 felt like it was a back into the playoffs. It's kind of like...
Yeah, remember how miserable Brady was? And like, I know that
was the most disappointing playoff feeling ever.
Yeah.
But
they scored 13 points in a playoff game at home.
Right, but if you go back the previous year, we remember when Antonio Brown was there. They were the favorites to win the Super Bowl in Vegas.
Yeah.
So oddsmakers had the Patriots still on the run to make that run for another championship just a year before. So this is why I say that, you know, you have to see Kraft in some type of complicit scenario in all of this, saying that while he thinks Tom would have stayed if Bill had gone, I don't necessarily think that Tom would have gotten the things that he wanted or would have expected to get after Bill was gone. I don't think he would have gotten them.
I don't know if he would have got all of them, but I think he would have got enough of them.
I think he only wanted one of them.
I think if
there was one big time receiver that the Patriots could have made a move to go get, kind of do the Randy Moss thing all over again, find a guy, like even if he went and got someone like an Adam Thielen at that time who still had wheels on him or something like that, you would say, okay, this still fits into what they do. You could still go with the tight end domination. Again, Gronk, you remember at this point, Gronk had retired.
Yeah.
But then, you know, would come back and get traded for the 6th round.
Maybe, who knows, but maybe if Bill leaves, Gronk does come back here.
Right, that's true. So, these are declining assets, and this is, I guess, what it goes back to, is do you feel that Gronk, because when Gronk gets to Tampa, while he's still dominant, they realize that they don't have to use him at the beginning of the season. It's just like, just be ready the last 4 weeks of the season.
I know, he was like not the third tight end, but he was just like, okay, these other two guys could take some of the load for a while.
Right, you guys take all the hits, and then when we get to the playoffs, I know what I need to do. It's KJ and Lions, 617-779-7937, text line 37937, more Patriots Dynasty talk, plus the Patriots made an acquisition today in free agency. We still have to tell you about that. Lions Den is next. Thanks for hanging out in WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
I have great love, respect, and appreciation for all the people that have given so much to help the team. I tried to help it in my way, but we all play a part in it, and we all need each other.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from KJ and Lyons here on WEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. We are 3 minutes away from the Lyons Den. That's the end right there that you just heard of The Dynasty, Episode 10, Bill Belichick thanking everybody. Doesn't it feel a bit eerie, John, to think that this was taped while the season was still going on all the way to two seasons ago?
Yeah, and while Bill Belichick was still a head coach, right? I mean, some of the things they say about him in this, like, what if Bill was still the head coach now? Like, what if they had won seven games this past year and they keep him around for one more year?
There's no, I think now that this, there's no way.
Like, if they had a winning season last year, he's still the head coach. And this comes out, or maybe they would have delayed. I don't know, but it was.
Or he retires.
Yeah,
or he retired.
But like, it's funny that this was all still going on, like, and being taped. And that's one. And look, I don't know how they could have done this or what. I mean, if they could have waited and just interviewed Bill after he was head coach of the Patriots, I think we would have got some more from him. But
no,
they didn't know when that was going to be.
I think he refused. I think he refuses.
Maybe,
right? Because
if it's
a Kraft Dynasty LLC or Kraft, well, it's owned by them, you know, you could still say, hey, we want you to be part of this documentary while you're still under our employ. If he's not under their employ anymore, nah, I don't have to say anything. I'm not being paid by you. So that's the other part of it is, and that kind of goes back to the whole thing about, I don't know if Brady would have gotten what he wanted as much as Kraft wanting him to stay, looking in hindsight. Is getting Bill to do this documentary in the mist. I mean, keep in mind, how far away from our lips has the name Mac Jones been for the last 3 months?
Outside of the, like, day he got traded?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like pretty much, yeah.
Now it seems like the ultimate, that's why I wish this dynasty, if it has like a continuation piece that we don't know about that's in development, I definitely want to know about the pettiness, apparent pettiness, of making Mac Jones the emergency quarterback on the very last game of the season.
Yeah, and I was in the stands for that one. I remember they like announced the inactive. Yeah, they announced the inactives, and I'm like, Mac. I was like, ooh. Like
it was a little jab
a little
on the way out.
Like, yeah.
It was a jab on the way out.
We need to talk more to, and I know we got to get to the Lions then, but we need to talk more about what Bill just said, and also what Scott Pioli said about the whole Brady versus Bill thing is disrespectful to all the other people.
Yeah.
And I think that is 1,000% correct. And I've been saying that for years. And, like, I know it's a fun debate, and I know Brady and Bill are the two.
Yeah, I've never bought into it.
I know they're the two most responsible for it, but, like, there are, like, again, it's just there's so many other people responsible for this that when we talk, and when I say we, people in the media, fans, it's so disrespectful to them when it's talked about like that.
I'll tell you, we'll talk about that on the other side, plus we'll talk about the newest KJ coming to New England, and what are the Patriots going to do at three now that Chicago made their big move yesterday with Justin Fields? But now it is time for...
See the one about Lions?
Can't lose to this AF.
King of the jungle.
Yeah. All right, this is the perfect question to kick off the Lions Den. Will Bill Belichick roar back at the Patriots after being fired and now this dynasty on Apple TV?
You remember the Wells report in context.com? This is going to be the dynasty in context.com, right?
Like,
I think there is going to be some type of roarback, and it's not going to be a documentary. It's going to be a book or an interview, like one interview, a couple side comments here and there. Like, there's going to be some sort of response, and you're going to see it through like Ian Rappaport or the Fox pregame show on Sunday. Like, it's going to be something like that, I feel like.
You know what? It just hit me now when you're talking about this. It was Bill who paid for his full-page ad in the Boston Globe, right? Not the Patriots?
Bill did. Yeah, it was after he was gone.
Have the Patriots bought anything in the Globe to say thank you to Bill since then?
I don't think so. They did do a tweet to thank Mac Jones.
A tweet?
For
how much does
service.
That cost?
Yeah, you tweeted about Mac Jones. But, yeah.
But Bill comes out of pocket in the Globe to thank the fans. That's very interesting. All right. The next one, will the Vikings roar to pick up number 3 overall in the trade with the Patriots?
As fun as that would be, I don't think they do. I think if they're going to trade up, I think they try to go to number 2 with Washington and then pick whoever they like of Daniels or May.
I forgot to tell you there are roar signal, roar sounders and meows in there. That's my fault. That's a production error because I'm like, why am I not hearing lions roar or meow? But that's okay. Look, I don't think the Vikings need to move up to get what they may want or feel like they can develop. I think with their head coach who develops quarterbacks, I think they can stay where they are and get J.J. McCarthy. They may be the ones that can buy the hype and be all right with it versus trying to rush to 3 to try and get something better than J.J. McCarthy, because I think there's just going to be a slice of cheese difference between the last of the 3 and then the 4th quarterback taken. All right, will the Celtics roar against the Wizards or have a meow letdown after going through their tough stretch?
Yeah, I think they roar tonight. I think this is a Celtics team that last year or the year before would have lost a game like this, but I think this is a different team, and I think they win.
I think no Porzingis, no Brown tonight?
I haven't seen the latest injury report.
You know Jordan Poole likes to feast when there's nobody out there. You know those guys who are
no
like...
No Porzingis, no Brown, no Derek White.
Yeah. This guy, I'm going to have to say, they might meow, and I wouldn't be upset if it's a loss because the team does need some rest. You did mention that they've gone through this tough stretch. Losing to Washington, okay, so your lead over Milwaukee drops to 9 games? You know, so look, I wouldn't be mad if they saw Jordan Poole try and go off and Kuzma show that he could do something and make it seem like, hey, we beat the Celtics. Come buy Wizards tickets for next year. Yeah, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be upset with it.
Yeah, and the Celtics are in an interesting spot here because the number one paramount thing between now and the playoffs is they have to stay healthy,
right,
but they also have to stay sharp. So it's like I want them to rest guys and I want them to be cautious, but I don't want them to start dropping some of these games. Like, you know, like one here and there, if they're resting a bunch of guys, I get it, but it's a really delicate balance to stay sharp for that long.
That could be tonight.
Yeah, I mean, their next meaningful game, KJ, is going to be a month from now.
Well, if that's you're saying you want them to be sharp there, I'm sure they'll probably say there's some meaningful games internally in terms of practice and what they want to do.
Sure.
Maybe some similarities of teams that they'll see that have a similar build. Like, you may use Orlando as your sparring partner preparing for Cleveland on the way there. You know, so. Yeah.
And I think they do play Milwaukee at least once or twice before the season ends.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be worried about tonight. It's the Wizards. You got 3 key guys out. I mean, even from a parlay standpoint, I wouldn't even touch a Jason Tatum prop because he may not even hit it. Because what's the point? Just stay healthy, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And that is the Lions Den on KJ and Lions. The second hour of KJ and Lions next here on WEEI. More Patriots. And what do they do at number 3? Hang out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.